1 Samuel chapter number 17. Very, very familiar story. One of my favorite Bible stories. But as I was reading through this a while back, just as one verse really stuck out to me. It's about David and Goliath. But in verse number 48, it says here, verse number 48, "And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine." Now here's David. He's a teenage shepherd boy. He's never been trained how to fight. He doesn't really know how to fight. He isn't trained for this. He's facing off against Goliath. Goliath is huge. He's about 9 feet 6 inches tall. He's absolutely covered in armor. I mean, something definitely to be afraid of. If I saw that, if he was coming at me, I don't think I'd be running at it. But I see here David, he had enough courage, he had enough strength to run at Goliath, to run at something that would be so fearsome, such a big problem in his life. So I just want to back up here and see what gave him the courage to run. Let's pray first. Dear Jesus, thank you for your day. Thank you so much for this church and inviting us in. I pray that you just please do meet with us this morning. Give me the words to say, and I pray that the lesson would be a help and a challenge this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, first off, let's back up in the story here. So David is, he's probably about 17 years old. He's a teenager. He's the youngest of all of his family, and so he gets the worst job. He's a shepherd. And he takes care of the sheep, makes sure, you know, that they're okay all the time. That's his job. It's a lowly job. Don't really, you know, you don't think, oh, he's a shepherd. That's great. No, he gets stuck with whatever's left. So he's taking care of the sheep, and his brothers are out in battle. They're out fighting against the Philistines. They're soldiers. They're trained. And so David's staying at home, taking care of the sheep because he is too young. David's dad, Jesse, comes and tells him to bring in some food to his brothers that are fighting in the battle. So it says, verse number 20. I don't have my Bible this morning. I don't know where it is, so I'm using my wife's Bible. And so this is all new to me here. It says here in verse number 20, "And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him." And it says, "And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army." So it says here, he rose up early in the morning. The next day, early in the morning, he got up and he's going to do what his dad had told him to do. First thing I see is he was obedient. He was immediately obedient. He was going to do exactly what his father told him to do. You know, sometimes David wouldn't have been able to work this, you know, he wouldn't have been able to have this great miracle, this great victory in his life, if he hadn't just done a simple thing like be obedient. Like do what his dad told him to do. Exactly with the timing of when he was going to be there, when he was going to see Goliath. But it started out with him just being obedient. We have to be obedient. I mean, if you're the teenagers in the room, that's to your parents or to your authorities. But everyone, you have to be obedient to God. If God's telling you to do something, you have to have that obedience to just say, all right, that's not a problem. That's exactly what I'm going to be doing. I see the first thing that David did was he was obedient. He immediately did what he was told to do. That's a great lesson right there. Without that small thing, then the miracle wouldn't have happened. The victory wouldn't have been won. So the first thing I see is he was obedient. Second thing I see is he was careful. And again, verse number 20, it says, "David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper." And then verse number 22, it says, this is when David gets to the battle. It says, "And David left his carriage in the hands of a keeper and ran into the army and came and slew his brethren." Now, I'm sure David was excited to get there. I'm sure he was excited to go in and see his brothers. He hadn't seen them in probably a couple of months, and you know he knows that they're in battle. I'm sure he wants to see all that. I'm sure he's excited to get in there. But before he even leaves, he makes sure he has someone to take care of the sheep. He makes sure he is a keeper for the sheep. Now, you know, that could be such a small thing. And, you know, they're just some dumb sheep. They'll be fine for a day, I'm sure. You know, if there isn't someone in there to take care of them, to watch them, I'm sure they'd be okay for a day. That's okay. But no, before he left, he made sure he left them in the hands of a keeper. He left them with someone to take care of them. And then before he ran into the army, to the battle, he left the carriage in the hands of a keeper. He made sure that someone was going to be there to take care of just the carriage, make sure that it was going to be okay. He was careful. Sometimes it's the little things that can get us tripped up. It's just small little things that, you know what, if you're just not careful to do, if you just, you miss one day of, I mean, it's the small things. It's reading your Bible. It's praying. It's doing right. And if you're just not careful, something small like that will get overlooked. You know, and if you think, oh, it's just so small. It's just one service I missed at church. You know, big deal. It was a Super Bowl. Something like that. I'm a huge football fan, and that is a temptation every single year. But anyways, you're saying, you know what? It's something so small. It's one day I didn't read my Bible. You know, I'm sure it'll be okay, and I'm sure I'll get through it. You got to watch out for those things. It's those little things like that are going to get you tripped up. You got to be careful for that. And if you miss your Bible one day, make sure you don't miss it 2 days. Something like that. If you take care of a problem when it's still little, it's so much easier. But you got to be careful. You got to watch out for those little things. It reminds me of mowing grass. Now, I was the youngest boy, so I got stuck with, you know, the worst jobs. But my brother decided when I was way too young that he was going to teach me how to mow the lawn so that he didn't have to. So, you know, I'm mowing the lawn. I'm pushing the lawnmower up like this. But anyways, when you're mowing the lawn, you're trying to get those nice, even, straight lines. And if you just get just a little bit off, you know, in the beginning, it's really not a problem. You can fix it right away. It's not going to be a big deal, hardly even noticeable. But if you keep going like that, if you don't correct it right away, it's going to turn into a big problem. You're going to be missing a big old patch of grass. That's how everyday life is. If you take care of the little things when they're still little, it doesn't have to turn into a big problem. But the first thing I see is David, he was careful. He took care of the little things. Second thing I see is he saw the cause. Or the third thing I see is he saw the cause. It says, so now David runs in and he gets to see his brothers. And I'm sure he's there. He's excited to see him. And out comes Goliath. And Goliath comes down to the valley between the two armies. And he just starts saying, railing a bunch of accusations against the Israelites, against the God of the Israelites. And all of the men, let's see, verse number 16 here. It says, and the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. For 40 days, Goliath had been coming down here. And he's coming down and talking, challenging the Israelites. And for 40 days, the soldiers, the Israelite soldiers, the trained men, the guys who know how to fight, who know how to use a sword and a bow and arrow and a spear, they're the fighters, they're the trained, the warriors. They're all running and hiding in their tents. They're all trying to get away from it. They're all scared of Goliath. They're all trying to stay away from it. So David looks out and he sees what's happening. And he sees Goliath come down. And he looks around and he sees everybody hiding in their tents. And verse number 28 says, and Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why comest thou down hither? And whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? He's reminding him, you know what? You're just a shepherd. Why are you even here? What are you doing here? It says, I know thy pride and the nighness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? He's saying, you know what? There is a reason I'm here. There's a reason this moment, this exact time, to see Goliath come into the valley to challenge us. There's a reason I'm here. He saw the cause. You know what? We're all going to face Goliaths. Every single one of us. Now, it's probably not going to be a huge giant that's trying to kill us. But Goliaths come in all forms. And it can be any problem. It could be finances. It could be grades in school. It could be anything like that. And Goliath is going to come down, and it's going to challenge us. And it's going to face off, and it's going to look big. It's going to look scary. It's going to be something that it's going to be a big challenge. But you know what? God has a reason for it. God has a reason for every single little thing that he's going to bring against us. Every Goliath that we're going to have to face in our life, God has a reason. David, when he saw Goliath coming out, he didn't just see Goliath. He saw, you know what? There's a cause. There's a reason I'm here. God wanted me here for this particular purpose, this particular time. He saw the bigger picture. When we're faced with a Goliath, when we're faced with a challenge, we need to be able to look past that and say, you know what? This is a problem. This isn't good. And nobody likes a Goliath. Nobody likes that time in your life when it's a struggle and it's a battle all the time. It's never going to be good. But you know what? God has a reason. And if we can look past the problem that's coming up in our life, past that Goliath, and see the reason, we'll be a whole lot more prepared to face it. God has a reason for every single difficult time he puts us through. Now, we may not see it. At the time, I'm sure David isn't just looking. He knew exactly why he was going to be facing Goliath and everything. I'm sure he didn't know, but he knew God had a reason. We may not know why this trouble was coming in our life, why this Goliath is facing us, but God does. God's already seen way past the Goliath, and we have to be able to look out and see, you know, we see the cause. We see the God behind the problem. Fourth thing I see is he'd been there before. So now David says, all right, you know what? He's looking around. He's saying, okay, all of these soldiers, all the big tough guys, all the warriors, the fighters, they're all hiding. They're the ones that are supposed to be going out there and fighting Goliath. They're the ones that are supposed to be out there because they know how to use their sword. They know how to use their spear. They're the fighters. They're the ones, when Goliath is coming out to challenge, he's challenging them. He's saying, you know what? You should be coming out here and fighting me. They're the ones that should be doing the fighting. But he looks around and they're all hiding. They're all scared. They're all hiding in their tents, trying to get away from him. They're scared to death of Goliath. And so David looks out there and he says, you know what? This is a problem. Because Goliath isn't, he's just not out there, you know, saying stuff against Israelites. He's also cursing against the Israelites' God, our God. And he says, you know what? Can't let this happen. We can't let this Philistine come in and start saying all these horrible things against us and against our God. Someone needs to do something about it. He's looking around. He says, well, no one else is going to. I guess I will. So he says that. I'm sure that started to spread. I'm sure that started to spread real fast. Hey, that shepherd boy over there, he says he's going to go fight Goliath. Now, this isn't just any old fight where if David goes out there and loses, then, you know, they lose another shepherd. This is if David goes out there and loses, the Israelites have to serve the Philistines, probably pay him taxes or, you know, I don't know, work their field, something like that. But if Goliath loses, if David wins, then the Philistines would have to serve the Israelites. So this is a pretty major deal. You know, this is the fate of the nation of Israel. And so that's starting to spread around. And they're saying that shepherd boy, he says he's going to go out there and fight Goliath. He doesn't even have any armor. He doesn't even have a sword. He doesn't have a spear. He's got nothing. But he says he's going to go out there and fight Goliath. And that starts spreading around. I'm sure they're whispering out, yeah, that kid, he's going to go out and fight Goliath. Well, that finally gets up to the king. So the king hears about it. He hears that David's going to go out there and fight. So he brings him into his tent. He says, all right, David, why should I let you go out there and fight? Why should I put the fate of the entire nation of Israel into your hands? Just a shepherd boy who doesn't know anything about fighting. And David says, you know what? I've been here before. In verse number 34, it says, and David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took the lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And he arose against me, and I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. He's saying, you know what, king? There was a time when I was just taking care of the sheep, just doing what I was supposed to be doing. I'm there doing my job. And a lion came out of the wilderness and took one of the sheep. Now, I don't know about you. If a lion came, you know, if I was watching sheep and a lion came out after it, I would be running the other way. There's no way I'm going to be fighting against that. And you know, when that happened to David, when David saw the lion come out, that's a problem. That's a previous Goliath in his life. But you know what? He looked back and he said, I've been here before. David went out after the lion and smote him. Then when the lion came back to attack him, he grabbed him by his beard and smote him and killed him. That's pretty wild. But he's saying, you know what? This thing has happened to me before. I've had trouble like this before, and there's been hard times before where I have gotten through. He'd seen some pretty fearsome enemies before. Now, when I was in college, I went to Providence Baptist College, and my sister, who's 2 years younger than me, she came to college 2 years later. So when I was there, she brought her 91 Toyota Celica. Piece of junk car. Hated that car. Because it seemed like every week, every couple days, she was calling me with another problem with that car was having. And it was breaking down constantly. She called me, she was driving on I-90, so I don't, you know, she also drove horribly, so she's probably going like 75 or whatever. And she calls me and says, I'm at work, she calls and says, hey, I was driving along I-90 and my wheel just flew off. What do I do? I don't know what you do. She ran out there and got the wheel, crossed all the traffic and everything. But that was pretty crazy. But, you know, when you're in college, you're full-time in college, and I'm going to school full-time, you know, whatever it was, 21 hours a week, and then I'm working more than full-time, just trying to pay the bills, that time becomes so precious, you know, and you're trying to find any bit of time that you can to study or to sleep. It's very precious time. You know, that was a Goliath. That was a big problem because all the time that I could be using to do, you know, other things or to sleep, I was out there working on her car. That was a Goliath in my life to get through that. But you know what? Now I can look back and I can say when something happens with my car or one of my friend's car, I can look back and say, you know what? I've been here before. I've seen this problem before. I've seen that fluid squirting the wrong way before. I can look back and say, I've seen this problem before. Before David was going to go out and face the next challenge, the next Goliath, he looked back and he said, you know what? I've been here before. Sometimes God is just going to put us into a rough spot, and we're going to have to go through some horrible things. Maybe it's just so that in the future we can look back and say, you know what? This has happened before. And I've been through this before. I've gotten through this before. Maybe that's the reason that you're going through your hard time. But I see David looked back and said he'd been there before. Then the last thing I see is he knew who the true victor would be. He knew who the true victor would be. In verse number 37, amen, says David said, moreover. Here we go. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. He said, you know what? Yes, last time when I was out taking care of the sheep, and that lion came out and took one of the sheep, and a bear came out, and I went back out after him, and I killed him. Those were pretty bad, but God got me through that last time. God got me through when I mean, come on, let's face it. David knew that it was nothing that he had done to go out and kill the lion. He knew that God had gotten him through that. That God was there every step of the way. And he looked back and he said, God got me through it the last time. Verse number 45. So Saul says, all right, you know what, David, I'll let you go down there. I'll let you fight Goliath. I'll put the entire fate of Israel into your hands. And it's up to you to take care of it. So David goes out there with, you know, we all know the little kid's song. He goes out there with the sling. Only a boy named David. He goes down there to fight Goliath. Now, before they fight, they do like this trash-talking thing. It's kind of funny. So Goliath comes out here, and he says, you know what, I'm going to, well, he says, first of all, why are you sending out this dog, this young kid? He doesn't even have any armor. He has no way to protect himself. He doesn't even have a sword. You're sending him out to fight against me? And he starts cursing again and talking against Israelites and saying, you know, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to leave his body out to the birds and the animals. And so he does his part. And then David responds, verse number 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou cometh to me with the sword and with the spear and with the shield. He's saying, you know what? You're coming out after me, and you've got this. You got the sword, you got the spear, you got the shield. You have the shield. He's covered in armor. He even has someone, the shield bearer, that goes out in front of him holding a shield. Okay, this guy is absolutely protected. He's saying, everything that you have, if anybody's going to look at this battle, if anybody's going to look out here and see, you know, who's going to be the winner of this one, it's going to Goliath. You got all the right tools. When stuff comes up against us, when we are facing a giant in our life, when we're going out against Goliath, you know what? They're pretty scary. They got all the right tools, and everything that the world's going to look at, the world's going to see, you're going to give that to the problem. You're going to give the victory to Goliath. He's saying, you got all the right tools. Everything that you have, it looks like you should win. Verse number 45 again. Thou comest to me with the sword and with the spear and with the shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the hosts of the Philistines this day into the fowls of the air. He's saying, you know what? Everything you have, it looks like it's going to win, but I got something so much bigger on my side. I've got God fighting on my side. And there's no giant too big for God to be able to win. David looked out and he said, you know what? This is a whole lot of trouble. This is a pretty bad looking Goliath, pretty bad looking giant. But if God's on my side, it doesn't matter how strong the armor is. It doesn't matter how big the spear is, how big the sword is, how good a fighter he is. If God's on my side, there's nothing that he can have. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 31. Very familiar passage here. It says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If you're a saved child of God and God's on your side, it doesn't matter how big Goliath is. It doesn't matter how strong he is and how well equipped he is. If God's on your side, there's no giant that you can't beat. Verse number 50 here, back in 1 Samuel chapter 17. It said, so David prevailed over the Philistine with the sling and with the stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. I actually skipped a verse there. This is verse number 49. David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it and smote the Philistine in the forehead, and the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon the face to the earth. We all know the story, but I just want to revisit it again. So David goes out there, and all he's got is a sling, just something he's used to, something that he's had while he's been a shepherd. And he slings it around and lets a rock go. Now, this giant, he is absolutely covered. And he is covered in armor. He's got helmet. He's got everything. But he's got one spot in his forehead that is bare. And I think the rock was the perfect size of that spot. And it was just God showing off a little bit. Because when David let that rock fly, it sunk into his forehead, knocked him out. David won a huge victory that day. But I see, first thing, he was obedient before anything could happen. Before he'd even go out to see the battle, to fight the battle, he was obedient to his father. He was careful. He took care of the little things. He made sure that there was a keeper for the sheep, that there was a keeper for the carriage. He saw the cause. He saw why God had him there for that particular time. What was going on? He looked back and he knew he'd been there before. He knew that God had delivered him last time. In the last one, he knew who the true victor would be. He knew that when he was going out there to fight, he had God on his side, and there was no giant he couldn't kill. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for the lesson, Lord. I pray that it would be just a help and a encouragement and a challenge to everyone here today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.